Hello and welcome back to another episode of Horribly Happy. I'm your host, Jenna.
And I'm your host, Sophie.
We're back at it.
Back in person.
Yes.
It's been a minute.
We had a big weekend.
Yes, we did. But we made it work to get together Monday night.
Yes. We both feel like we have rather short stories today, so this might be short and sweet, but watch us say that and it's going to be
ramble forever.
Another hour and 30-minute one.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Yeah. So what was the big weekend?
I moved.
Yes.
So I don't think I talked about it on any other prior podcast, but I moved due to some building issues.
Yes.
And that's all I'm going to say about it. So I did get out of my lease early and I moved and Jenna helped me.
I did. You were going to move anyways, though.
I was likely going to move out of that apartment anyway.
Yes.
Correct. But it became more urgent, so I left. And yeah, super thankful for all my friends that helped. I did hire movers because I don't do that shit anymore.
I was floored.
So Jenna and Zach moved last September into their current place, and they did it all themselves. And Jenna, like, you hurt your back.
I did.
Strained your back.
Because we have so many big pieces of furniture. It's not like you're moving into your college dorm.
Yeah, no.
You
moved
two sectionals. Two couches. No, four couches because Zach had those nasty couches.
That's right.
And then two beds. And we are moving from separate places. And like dressers, chair, like desks, so much stuff. Desks,
computers, TVs, all the side tables.
Literally took us 12 hours, and we had to go back the next day, and I was physically depleted for months.
Yeah.
Like, I really couldn't.
For, like, 2 weeks, you were legit, like, I'm still not good from my move.
We went to a 5K. We were supposed to run a 5K, and I had to walk it,
because
I was so sore.
Your back was tweaked.
I was in so much pain.
Yeah. No, you definitely strained it or something. It wasn't just like, oh, I'm tired. Or sore, something happened. But so I've hired movers my last now three moves. And pro tip.
Incredibly smart.
Yes. Pro tip. And no, I'm not super rich, but here's the pro tip that if you rent a U-Haul, you can subcontract movers for super cheap, relatively cheap than like a professional moving company.
Yeah, because I looked into movers when Zach and I were moving, and I was like, I'm not paying $1,600 to move. Like, we'll just do it ourselves.
Because you didn't need to rent a U-Haul because Zach had a trailer.
Yeah.
So you just looked into movers. But if you do U-Haul, like, my U-Haul was, like, $80, which, yeah, that's expensive, but we're adults. And hopefully you don't have to move every year like I have the past 3 years. But anyway, and then the movers are, like, $300.
Yeah, that's...
So,
and they were so fast.
Yep. It 3 hours, they moved me out and moved me in. Less than.
No,
two and
it
a half.
Was like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I was like in shock. They were so good.
I think Jenna was like prepared to like be moving a lot that day. I think we both kind of were.
Yes.
But these guys were the best I've ever had.
I didn't even hit my move goal that day.
Embarrassing.
I know.
So, but the thing about it is that I think another reason it's so cheap is that you have to drive the U-Haul between the two destinations. So then it takes away a lot of the liability on the movers. So your girl, 5'4", drove a 20-foot U-Haul.
It was a sight to see.
It was so much fun. I hated it so much.
We get in. You swore me to secrecy on this.
Oh my God.
We're trying to go forward. Like, the lights are on the truck and everything, and we're, like, moving forward slightly, but nothing's really working.
Like, the wheel is impossible to turn.
So he's like, I am physically not strong enough to turn this. The engine wasn't on.
I said, tell no one. And here you are telling as many people as they want to know.
This is my platform, and I will speak on it.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
What else? It sounded like... This was the...
There was, like, some rattling.
No, this was the little truck that could.
Yes.
You know, like,
the little engine that could.
It sounded like it was struggling.
It didn't sound
so
good.
Bad.
And there was some rattling going on. I just was like, please just get me through the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. And honestly, I didn't even need the 20 feet. There was extra room.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was fun. It was an adventure.
I had a blast. Sophie so nicely bought me breakfast and a coffee as a little treat. And it was just a good day. And I really love your new place. Like, I just think it's so perfect for you. And I'm excited for this next chapter in your life.
Yeah, it's bigger. It's got better natural light.
It's in the area you love.
Area I love.
Sophie's a St. Paul girl.
I'm a St. Paul girl. Yeah. Love St. Paul. I'm glad to be back on the right side of the river. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it was fun. And then my friends Sarah and Erin, Jenna's older sister Erin, came over for a couple hours and helped me organize. And that was huge. Like, we weren't even, we were only doing it for like an hour.
Yeah.
And so much stuff got put away. I did absolutely nothing today to organize. I was just a bum, but by the end of the week, I'll actually be pretty, like, cleaned up.
Nice set in the new place.
Yeah.
Oh, you had to go clean your old place.
Okay, so I think the worst thing about moving is once you hire movers.
Yeah, the worst thing about moving if you don't hire movers is moving the furniture.
But the worst thing now is going back to clean your apartment and, my previous landlord, who I won't like say his name or anything, he's just had a lot of rental properties for a lot of years. So I think he's just seen everything and then he makes everything a rule and
it's has ridiculous.
Had the longest cleaning list I've ever seen in an apartment.
But when you signed the lease, it was like no bedding in the laundry.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There was like rules like that where it's like, okay, well, how am I supposed to wash my sheets?
Yeah, like no candles. I'm trying to think what else, whatever. But so the laundry list of things to clean the apartment before I left was also ridiculous. My lovely sister helped, thank God. Otherwise it would have taken probably twice as long.
Yeah. That's so nice of her.
Yeah. We were there for 2.5 hours, which actually isn't that bad considering the laundry list, but it was like wash windows inside and outside.
No, you had to like physically take the windows
off. I did take them off and wash them. And then what else? I had to blow out the radiators. He gave me like a...
I don't even know what that means.
It's like a... It was called PowerMate, and it's like an air pressure tool that turns on, and it sounds like so loud, and then it blows air like really hard and fast through a small opening. So I was just like going through all the radiators.
Strange.
Yeah, I had to do that, like move the oven, clean the oven, which I always get confused about cleaning the oven because don't most ovens self-clean? Yeah. I don't think most ovens, maybe older ones don't.
You put it on self-cleaning mode.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to, like, clean out the debris that come from self-cleaning mode.
I didn't do that, but my sister took care of the oven.
Okay.
And this apartment was cute, but it's not in the best condition. Like, there was, like...
It was old.
It was very old. Like, has the cute charm, but it's old. And there's, like... drywall chips like in the corners behind like the stove and stuff, and I was like, I'm not vacuuming this up, like I'm gonna ruin my vacuum,
right?
So I and then it also was like wash the floors, which makes sense, but I couldn't use a Swiffer, I couldn't use a mop. It says hands and use your hands and knees and a bucket and a washcloth to wash the floors.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah. And then so my sister and I 2.5 hours of cleaning. Finish up, tell my landlord, text my landlord, like, all done, keys are there, like,
whatever. Thank you for your time.
Yep. He has the audacity to, oh, also, another rule, I can't use the garbage for moving, I can only throw away daily household goods. Uh-huh. So essentially, like, anything you wanted to get rid of when you were moving, you had to take off-site, which I kind of get for, like, furniture and stuff, but I'm like, if it fits in a trash bag.
Right.
Whatever. So this... this man has the audacity to text me that, one, the tub isn't clean, which is so false. I scrubbed the tub with, like, a bristle brush.
Like, no, your tub's just 80 old years old and dirty. It's stained.
Like, it's a clawfoot tub. Like, so it's old.
Yeah.
Two, a blind was broken, which, yes, it was broken, but it broke the day after he installed it. So I probably should have put in, like, a work order before I moved out saying it was broken, but I was like, fine, charge me. Third, he accused me of using the garbage for non-daily garbage that is clearly listed on the cleaning thing not to do. And I asked him, what garbage is mine that you think is not daily garbage? No response. Because you want to know what I threw away? I threw away one garbage bag, and it, like, was really just, like, fridge stuff. Like a drying rack. No, I'm, like, really going to. Anyway. And then a shower line, curtain liner.
So he went and looked through the bags.
But then I'm also like, this man went through his garbage.
No, he went and looked through the bags and saw that it was, but, like.
Yeah, but it's also like my, there's three other units in my apartment complex. Like, how can you even tell me what's mine? There was like a big picture frame sitting out by the garbage that wasn't mine. He probably assumed it's mine. I'm right. Like, it's not. You have no idea what garbage is mine.
Yeah.
And then there was a ton of boxes in the recycling, which actually weren't mine either. So he probably thinks that's all mine. That's why I was like, tell me what you think it is.
Right.
No response. Can't prove anything.
Well, good riddance.
Good riddance. If I ever become a landlord, no cleaning. No, I'm just kidding. I'm out of there.
No cleaning and free rent.
More. The important part of the story is I'm out of there. I'm done. I'm in my new place. It's great. And yeah, see you never.
Yep.
Old apartment.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, thanks. But
now I just have to trek across the river to come and see you. I'm just kidding. It's literally the same distance.
It took 15 minutes to get here.
It took me 20 minutes with, like, heavier traffic.
Yeah.
It's, like, not a big deal at all.
I know. I think you and I just have to accept we'll never live in the same area.
Talk to Zach about that.
I will.
I'm flexible.
I'm just going to send him job postings in St. Paul. Get him there. Give him an offer he can't refuse.
Why don't you hire him?
You think I have the ability to hire anyone?
Put in a good word at your company.
There's positions open. I have told you this to tell him, but he's not interested in
sales.
What about insurance sales? Maybe. Well, I'll talk.
Okay.
Zach? No, I'm just kidding.
He's, no, he's just gonna a come room in. Away.
Oh, gosh. Okay, and then also this weekend, so we move, and we actually didn't exert that much energy. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty chill. And then, if you guys recall in the last podcast, I talked about Hot Girl Summer.
Sophie is now entering her Hot Girl Summer era. Hot Girl Spring Summer.
Semi-cute summer.
Okay, semi-cute.
And,
hot girl.
And I was like, I want to go out. Like, I just want to see where the night takes me. That exact opportunity presented itself on Saturday. And I did not participate.
She declined.
I stayed home.
In your defense, you just moved.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
I was tired.
Yeah, that's tiring. And you just, like, uprooted your whole life and moved it across the river.
Yeah.
So, I also had just moved you, but I didn't, like, uproot my whole life. So, I still had some energy left in me. And when we were partway through moving, I got a call from Zach, and it was like, we're going out, we're meeting these people here, it's going to be, like, the night we went to Gray's and celebrated my birthday, which is exactly what you said on the last episode, which is exactly what you wanted. And Zach literally said that it was going to be like that. But anyways, I'm like, okay, cool. So I go to Sophie. I'm like, we have an invite and it's the start of your era. And it was this huge debacle for like 2 hours.
It was. I get so stressed about making decisions like that.
Yeah.
And then I had another group of friends swing by who also live in the area, and that it was great to see them.
Yeah.
But we were like just about to get ready to go, and I think if they wouldn't have stopped by, I would have, but then they stopped by.
They were so fun though. So.
Oh yeah, I love them.
Yeah.
And then a storm rolled in.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, this like doesn't sound that fun anymore. And at that point it was like 8:30, which isn't that late, but
it was not 8:30 because I went out at 8:30.
I think I was like, oh, I would have gotten there at 8:30.
Yeah. So I went home to see Zach and I was like, okay, I'm going to go. I get home. Zach's like, the Uber is getting here in 5 minutes. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, our friends that we were meeting up with ordered him an Uber because they wanted him to come they didn't know he was waiting for me.
Oh.
Like they thought I was already home with him.
Yeah.
And they're like, they ordered me an Uber so I could come. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I literally got ready in record time. My hair was so greasy. So I just, like, slicked it into a low bun and put a shit ton of hairspray in it to just, like, even make it greasier. Yeah. You know, just, like,
we that, love the look.
Yeah, that sleek style.
Yeah.
But sleek nobody knew it was moving grease.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was perfect. Got there at 8, got home at 11. The perfect night.
Yeah. Then I had FOMO for not going, so next time I'll
Joke's
be there.
On you. No, I'm just kidding. It was fun. There's always going to be more nights. Your hot girl era will begin.
Oh, God.
Next weekend.
Yeah, I think I need to just not think about it so much and just go to places. You know what else it is?
You can leave, too.
I got so used to, like, not paying for Ubers, and now it just seems, like, so expensive to Uber anywhere. And I'm like, oh, my God, Sophie, I used to do this every weekend.
Right. And like, both nights.
Yeah. So, suck it up.
But here's what ways... Like, in the other direction, I don't drink as much anymore.
Yeah.
So I'll get 2 drinks and then have to pay for a $30 Uber.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes me mad. Because it's like, I don't want to commit to not drinking and be able to drive. But I also don't want to get stuck with, like, my car somewhere and, like, okay, I need to take an Uber. It's like, you should really just always cab.
Yes, agreed. It's the safest route.
Yeah.
Don't drink and drive, guys.
Jen and I... Absolutely do not drink and drive.
Oh, God, no.
I think, like, some people still try to, like, teeter the line.
No, absolutely not. I don't feel comfortable driving after one drink.
I'll have one drink, and it'll be, like, 3 hours later.
Yeah. Like, if we go to dinner, I'll have a drink, but then I'll eat a lot of food, and then we sit and talk for, like, 3 hours.
We've gone, and I'm, like, I'm tipsy. Like, I can't drive. And then we just, like, stay for another hour and eat more food. And I stop drinking my drink and chug water, and then...
Sophie and I are also both on anxiety medication, which severely impacts how alcohol affects your body. So that also could
it's
be it.
It's super fun. If anyone wants to be a cheap date.
10 out of 10 recommend anxiety.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
Really fun. Oh, I found my panic attack medicine. Oh, so I'm no longer panicking about not having it.
I know that feeling too well. Please, people comment on this episode if you can agree.
If you relate, we feel you and we love you.
We do. I'm really glad you found
it. I know. I was like searching through my cabinets trying to find it.
Yeah.
And I was like starting to feel a panic attack come on. Yeah. And Zach was like hearing me cause a ruckus. He like pokes his head around the corner. He's like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "I'm having a panic attack because I can't find my panic attack medicine." Like, so ironic.
Yes. Anxiety in a nutshell.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Well, another thing that I'm trying to do for my mental health.
Oh, yeah.
Some people label it as hot girl walks.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to move my body more.
Yeah.
Because I do...
Screw the new year.
Exactly. Yeah. It's part of our hot girl better late spring than never. Summer.
Yeah.
I work all day, and that's fine. But then I also, like, work out after work.
Yeah.
But I still don't feel like that's enough.
It's really not when you are sitting all day.
Yeah.
Just to do, like, one even hour workout, which for me, it's usually, like, 45 minutes. It's really not enough.
I'll take Kona for a walk every day.
Yeah.
I'll either go on a run with Kona, which is, like, workout for both her and me.
Yes.
Or I'll take her for a walk and then do a workout separately.
Yeah.
And then also there's some days where I don't work out, you know,
right.
But I'd say I work out like 4 to 6 times a week. And I just don't feel like that's enough at all. Like, it's okay if that's all you have time for, but I just want to make it a habit to start like moving my body more intentionally. So I'm trying to take a walk every morning in addition to what I was doing before.
Oh, nice.
Just to like.
Do you bring Kona or just.
Yeah, I bring you? Kona. Yeah. I started this morning.
Yeah.
So, but it just like. Gets my, like, the first thing I do before I even open my laptop, before I make a coffee, anything. I just went out and did it, and I felt so good.
Yeah, that's great. Now that it's lighter out in the morning, it's so doable. We both have standing desks, and I will be the first to admit I have not been utilizing the standing portion of my desk.
I used to use it all the time, and, like, the busier I get, the less I use it.
Yeah, and now it's, like, my feet hurt. I'm, like...
You sound so old.
I do. But, like, my feet get, like, really...
Well, do you wear shoes?
On hardwood floors. No, so then I'm like, I just need to put on a pair of shoes
because
it would help so much more.
I wear, you know, like those Birkin Crocs.
Yeah.
I wear those when I'm
standing
because they have good like arch support and whatever. Yeah,
that's a good idea. And then we've all talked about getting like a treadmill.
Walking treadmill.
Yeah, which I, now that I go into the office, I move so much more when I go into the office, so I don't know. But I also like to just like walk and watch TV like in the evening. But I'm all for hot girl walks. The weather is shat right now. Like
you've said that every episode.
I have, because it's been unreal. I think it's actually been unreal. It was 35 degrees today as a high.
It's been a really bad spring for Minnesotans, but I don't care because it feels warm to me. I'm serious. It was literally negative temperatures 2 months ago. Like, this feels incredible. I'm able to go out on a walk without wearing gloves.
I feel like it has been 35 degrees for 2 months.
You don't take Holly on a walk every day? That's no. Okay. I'm not dog shaming you. No, she doesn't need a walk every day.
Yeah. Holly's tiny.
I take Kona on a walk every day.
Yeah.
I'm so attuned to the weather.
Yeah,
so it just,
that's
like,
fair.
Feels so, even a month ago, it feels so different to me.
I don't know. I think a month ago, it doesn't feel that different.
Okay, 2 months ago.
Okay. 2 months ago was February.
Exactly. It
feels
amazing.
February is straight up winter, and it's like still kind of straight up winter right now.
No. I went on a run today with no gloves. It was amazing. It was perfect running temperature.
We're just going to have to agree to disagree because this weather is not warm. It's not nice. And it's cloudy, overcast every day.
Yeah, that's true. I will welcome nicer weather. I'm just saying you got to enjoy what's out there.
I hate it. I'm so crabby about it.
That's okay. It's okay to be crabby.
It's like at this point, I can't even look at the weather app and see the forecast. That sucks. Let's pull it up right now.
See, I just look at it and I'm like, oh, it's above, like when it's in, when it's above the teens or 20s, like when it's in the 30s and above, I'm like, okay, it's fine. Like it was 38 today. I went on a run. It was amazing. Sophie's scoffing at me in disbelief.
Clouds, well, clouds, 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 rain, clouds, rain, rain, cloud, rain, cloud, cloud. Cloud. This is into May. Cloud, rain, cloud.
Would I welcome 60 degrees and sunny? Of course. I'm just saying, like,
we don't need to stand for this, Jenna.
No, weather is something I really hate talking shitty about because it's like, I literally choose to live here. So I really don't want to, like, focus negative energy on it. I know I'm so negative in every other aspect of my life and I, like, can't be negative about weather. I don't know. It's something in me.
Okay, I'm just going to say that daily high temperatures in April in Minneapolis in...
No, I know they're super... It's super 50 low.
50 to 64 degrees.
I know.
Rarely falling below 36 degrees.
I know.
I know what you're saying, but... And I'm crabby about, and you're not even making me feel bad about crabby being crabby. I'm just saying to the listeners, I'm justified crabby. It is 30 degrees lower than the average highs.
Yes, it's normally much, much warmer. You are so correct. Mic drop. Okay.
Like I don't even know who I'm yelling at. God, Mother Nature, Mother Earth. I don't know.
The universe?
Cut it out.
In other news.
Okay, yeah, please. I need to stop.
Elon Musk is set to buy Twitter.
I did see that.
And
then he tweeted, I'm going to buy Facebook next and delete it.
He deleted it?
No, he tweeted he's going to buy Facebook next and delete it.
Okay, I have like mostly negative feelings about this guy, so I'm not going to dive too much into it. But yeah. I'm just interested to see where this will go. And that's all. I'm really going to go into it until more stuff happens.
Yeah. Twitter might be changing a lot. I am not on Twitter, so...
I'm a big Twitter girl.
Yeah.
But... And follow us at Horribly Happy Pod on Twitter.
I should log on to our Twitter because I feel like I would have great tweets.
You should, because I barely tweet. I need to start firing that up.
Okay. I'm on it.
Yeah, so we'll see... Elon Musk is all about, like, freedom of speech and all that, which I am too, but freedom of speech means different things to different people and to the Constitution, it means that the government can't block your speech, yeah. not a tech platform.
I love when people think it applies to every facet of life. Yeah. And it's like, no.
So, yeah, I think, yeah, it's okay to let people speak on a platform, but also let's not let people that are literally, like, get hate speech, you know?
Yes.
Let's not let them speak.
100%.
Anyways, should we get into the stories?
Oh, yeah. So, I started researching this, and then I was like, oh my gosh, I did horrible last week. No, I didn't. I just cannot keep track.
Oh, you scared me.
Like,
you really scared me.
I went to the week before.
Yes.
And clicked on your story, and I was like, yes, I did that. I'm like, no, I didn't do that. Jenna did it. Goodness. So, goodness gracious. So, I've been seeing a lot of TikToks about this. I'm interested to see if these are popping up on your For You page. And then it got me interested in looking into it. So I
feel like we have a really similar
We do, for because you page. We'll send the same TikToks that we just saw.
Every time you send me one, I'm like,
just saw
I saw that. Yeah. I never say it, though.
Yeah,
I don't respond to TikToks, but I still appreciate you sending them to me.
I don't
me.
Always respond to yours either.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It feels like homework to respond, but I like watching them.
No, just knowing you watched is funny.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, my For You page was on fire, and I was sending like 10 TikToks a day. You probably saw the same ones.
We love TikTok over here.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
If you're wondering.
So I'm talking about Trinity Teen Solutions today, which is quote-unquote like wilderness therapy for troubled youths.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And my sources this week are rehabs.com, www.courthousenews.com and www.codyenterprise.com.
That particular name is not on my For You page, but I see videos about wilderness therapy and like the negative connotations mm-hmm. behind it on my For You page all the time.
Yeah, so I don't think anyone has actually, I've actually ever seen someone say, I was at Trinity Teen Solutions. It's in the hashtag Trinity Teen Solutions. Because I was like, where is this? Like, where, what are they referring to? What programs are they referring to? Because I think there's a lot of different programs out there.
Yeah, there are.
I'm speaking to Trinity Teen Solutions only today, but I think it will open up discussion about, you know, some things that we could speak on. But so Trinity Teen Solutions is a Catholic boarding school and residential treatment facility for defiant or otherwise troubled young women engaging in self-destructive behavior. So there's kind of like a brother school. I can't even think of the name right now, but Trinity Teen Solutions is females only.
Okay.
And they accept women ages 12 to 17, and the estimated yearly cost is about $6,000 to $7,000. And Trinity Teen Solution molds young women through the world of the Bible and Christian principles. Therapeutic techniques such as Christ-centered counseling and cognitive restructuring retain problematic thought patterns in young women and teach individuals to pursue a lifestyle of moral action in communion with God.
Okay.
So that's like on rehab.com when it's like talking about different rehab facilities.
Got it.
And then some facility highlights also listed were cognitive behavioral therapy, Christian counseling, and Christian environment and ranch/farm environment. And on rehabs.com, it has an average rating score of 2.7 stars out of 5.
Oh, so middle of the road.
Not great. Yeah.
Well, slightly above middle of the road.
True. I read through some of the comments. They weren't good. Mm. So, in November of 2021, so just the end of last year, a federal judge in Wyoming advanced labor claims against Trinity Teen Solutions. I'm going to go by TTS because it's just faster.
Are you going to go into, like, the background of, like, what they do?
Yes.
Okay.
So, accusations including tricking parents into sending their troubled teens to ranches to receive advanced therapy and quality education when kids were actually faced with harsh manual labor and inhumane living conditions.
Mm.
So, they've had allegations against them in the past, but I think the end of last year, it kind of like really started to blow up, and then I'm seeing a lot on TikTok, so I think a lot of people are starting to pick up. But I think a lot of these claims were dismissed, and that's why this November claim is so interesting, is because a Wyoming judge, like, allowed them to be brought against the court or about, against the company.
Yep.
So the dispute began actually a year prior in November of 2020 when Carly Sherman, Anna Gozem, Amanda Nash, and a fourth unnamed plaintiff filed a class action lawsuit against TTS. The teens claimed their parents were lured into sending them to the boarding schools based on the services that promised their teenage children would receive the therapy treatments and continued education. I don't think I said this. It's located in Wyoming.
Got it.
So the parents shelled out thousands of dollars with the hope that their child would grow physically, academically, mentally, emotionally, socially, and spiritually. The teens said that upon arrival, they underwent a jail-style strip search and were forced to sign a series of agreements that stated the teens would agree to the harsh treatment policies and consented to heavy censorship on all communications with their parents.
Mm.
So essentially, no privacy. Some teens reported they were forced to watch the movie Holes, which acted as an indoctrination video to break the spirits of minors before being put to work. Isn't that ridiculous?
What?
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, so weird.
Yeah.
But also, Holes slaps. It's such a good movie.
And actually have some parallels to some of the accusations.
That's crazy.
Of Trinity Teen Solutions, but zero favorite character. So good.
Digging up a hole.
Digging up a hole. I'm going to watch that soon.
I'm going to auto-tune that part.
Please do it. I love it. Okay, so after checking in, they were assigned forced manual labor duties on the ranch, and they were regularly threatened with sleep and food deprivation, and some were even forced to silence for weeks at a time.
Forced to silence?
Yep.
Jeez.
I know. Other accusations included being forced to carry a folding chair around 24 hours a day for months and forced to run up and down a massive hill covered in ragged stones and rattlesnakes.
Mm.
Which the folding chair thing is, like, kind of funny to me, but actually...
That's so weird.
I wonder if it's, like, because that's what you would sit on and you had to bring it around if you wanted to sit anywhere. I don't actually... It didn't dive too much deeper into
that.
Along with sleep deprivation, they also dealt with inhumane sleeping conditions. They were given a single pair of pants, one shirt, two pairs of socks, and one pair of underwear.
Oh my god.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's, like... waiting for infections and disease to happen.
Literally, like, people in prison get treated better than that.
Yep. So they were also forced to sleep in sheds without a heat source that had alarms that would go off if anyone tried to leave. That included leaving to go to the bathroom. They were given jugs to relieve themselves overnight.
Wow. Also, side note, I do think people in prison should be treated better than that, too.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make it seem like they shouldn't
No, be. But 100%.
Yeah.
Seems like the treatment is better in prison than what's going on here. So another...
Wait, they weren't allowed to use the restroom?
They weren't allowed to leave the shed overnight, so they had to relieve themselves in jugs and, like, buckets.
Wow.
Yep. Bridget McGee, who was also previously, I don't even know what to say, a student enrolled at this boarding school.
Wait, I'm still hung up on the bathroom.
Yeah.
Did they sleep next to each other? Were they in, like, the shed with each other?
I don't know how many people were in each shed. It didn't say.
Because I imagine there's multiple people sleeping in one shed if they have to all go to the bathroom in the same shed. That's so unsanitary.
Yeah, and no privacy, and just, like, super uncomfortable.
Yeah.
In my research, it sounded like there was, like, different tiers. So I think, like, the lower tier you were in, the worst conditions you had. And then if you behaved, you got onto higher tiers. Like, I didn't find anything about, like, what would be considered the best scenario. Or, like, conditions based on tiers. But obviously, these girls were not treated well.
Yeah.
So Bridget McGee, who was also... a female previously at Trinity Teen Solutions noted that she was prevented from showering for months on end, and she said that she and others were forcibly
all good.
Oh, okay. She said that she and others were intimidated against leaving the Trinity Teen Solutions once they turned 18 years old. Because if you remember, I think it was 12 to 17 years old. Mm-hmm. Yep. So they, and then at 18, in most states, that's like emancipation from your parents. And so at 18 years old, like technically they could leave the camp, whatever. But they're intimidated against leaving. They were moved to, once they turned 18, they were moved to a quote unquote young adult camp, which wasn't mentioned anywhere in the handbook that was given to parents about Trinity Teen Solutions. That was like, oh, it's like Christian based and like spirit, like you're growing, whatever. But they were just like automatically moved to this other camp that was just like not disclosed to anyone or talked about. And many of these adults, so these teens who were turned 18, were lied to about the age of emancipation, which, like I said, in many states is 18, but it also varies state by state.
Right.
And were manipulated into staying the adult camp. So McGee said, I was told that the legal age was 21 in Wyoming. And that if I left, I'd have nothing. No clothes, no money, no phone to call my parents, no way to get home. Meanwhile, they told my parents that I was 18 and was free to leave whenever and whenever I wanted and that I knew my rights. So she was lied to about being able to leave, technically. And then the parents were lied to about thinking the daughter was loving it and staying there.
That is such a scam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So teens were met with harsh criticism from medical professionals on staff. Confidential information between teens and medical professionals were also disclosed to parents. So I know that there is like patient doctor confidentiality. Mm-hmm. If you're a minor, I don't know if that applies.
I don't know.
My guess is probably not. But I think still manipulating someone to saying like, oh, but I won't tell your parents if you tell me this when you can't promise that is not okay. Children were not treated in a timely manner for physical ailments, and a lot of medication was taken away. One girl dropped a tier level within the program for going back onto her antidepressant medications. And then I put in all caps, these girls are minors. They don't know how to make, they shouldn't be making decisions on these antipsychotic medications that they're taking. So that's absolutely absurd. So you get treated worse off if you want to go back on your medicine.
That's literally saving your life.
That is saving your life and helping you function. I just was absolutely I'm disgusted by the whole thing, but the medication thing is horrific.
It's terrible.
So terrible. And
that's appalling.
Yes. It should be illegal, right?
I mean, it has to be, right?
Yeah. So just, oh gosh. So then Angela Woodward, who is the co-owner of Trinity Teen Solutions, her and her husband both own it, has denied any of these allegations. She says that there are a handful of girls who have made it their life's mission to blame Trinity for their failures and to cause harm to her reputation through ongoing slander and defamation. She also goes on to say that it is a shame that patients who are using their own mental health issues are trying to gain financially and discredit the good work our team does and ruin the access for mental health services for kids and families.
That's such a load of bullshit.
Yeah. So when I was like reading a couple articles about this, I will say there are some parents and I saw parents that said this like saved their kid's life. It was amazing for their kid. Can I say confidently that that's true? No. I think also based on reading, like, a lot of children have been diagnosed with PTSD after going to this Trinity Teen Solution. So they might not even, I mean, trauma can do crazy things to your mind and body. They don't remember what's going on. They don't want to talk about it because it's too painful.
Or they're too scared to speak up.
They tell their parents it was great because they just, like, they fear going back or, you know, I guess maybe it changes their behavior, quote-unquote behavior problems.
Because they're literally, like, traumatized.
Yes. And so I just was like, I've heard about these things before, like years before.
Is this place up and running still?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but some of the TikToks I've seen are like, I was kidnapped in the middle of the night, whatever. I couldn't find anything that said this was that situation. I think parents like sent their kids off. I couldn't find anything that they were like, quote unquote, kidnapped in the middle of the night. But you and I I don't even want to compare the Les Voyageurs program to this, but I do think it's a program that you and I both have participated in, and then we also like helped guide and facilitate the program. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's like, it's not geared towards troubled youth, yeah, or anything like that, but I think youths do a lot of growing, self, like, yeah, self-searching, maturing.
It's hard.
It's like hard.
You go through trials, but the difference is, well, it's humane.
Yes.
It's humane.
It is humane.
It's fun.
You don't have a bathroom to use, but
it's an adventure. It's not like a prison.
1,000%.
And the participants are going willingly.
Yep.
They're signing up willingly.
Yep. So I hesitate to compare, but my point is that I think there is truth to wilderness therapy,
yes, and
programs that can be really beneficial for children. You don't even have to have behavioral problems. I sincerely think I wouldn't be the person I am today if I didn't participate in that program.
I had many participants that I guided. Their lives were changed, yes, forever for the better.
Yep.
But I had one parent reach out to me after the trip and say, this has completely changed my daughter's life. It was going down a direction that I didn't want it. We weren't wanting her to go down, and
yeah,
complete 180.
Yes.
And she's like so happy, grateful. She's a whole new person.
Yes.
And like, that was so cool. But also it was like an adventure canoe trip where you're like having fun. It's hard work, but you're having fun.
Yeah.
But where I do see the comparisons, not with our trip, but we did have some, co-workers that went off to actually do,
yeah,
wilderness therapy in different states, and I don't actually know the programs that they're involved in,
yeah,
and I do think that like nature can be healing, and like,
yes,
being in that environment can like really change who you are, but I have heard some really negative things about wilderness therapy as well, mm-hmm, and that's really only from TikTok. Like, I haven't done research on it like you've been doing right now,
yeah.
But I think that it's, I don't know what's happening at all of these camps, and I'm thinking some good things are happening, but also it seems like some not so good things are happening.
Yeah.
And people are speaking out on that on social media platforms.
Yeah.
And that can be like the power of social media, is it gives people a voice.
Yeah.
It gives people a platform to like share their story, where in other ways they wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
So a lot of bad things about social media, but that's a good thing. So it's kind of bringing to light some of those things. I mean, this place in particular that you brought light on sounds terrible.
Yeah.
If those accusations are true, that needs to be shut down immediately, and those people need to be held accountable.
Yes. And like, that's why I didn't want to speak on wilderness therapy as a whole. I just zeroed in on this one boarding school. And it's hard at the same time, because I'm sure these teens who are sent here are troubled and they have some behavior issues, maybe struggle with mental health, whatever.
Substance abuse.
Yep. I don't know what it's like to be a parent and have a teen that you are just like, I don't even know what to do anymore. And obviously parents are misled to thinking this is something it's not and could be a really great program. And probably most kids are going to be like, I hate this. This place sucks. They treated me poorly. But when you have these specific stories and examples of what's happening, I can agree with them. It's not just like,
yeah,
I couldn't have my phone at night, or like
medication being withheld, terrible sanitary practices.
Yeah.
Both children and parents being lied to about when you can be released.
Yep.
That's, yeah,
yeah,
that's,
it crosses a line
illegal
10 times over. So yeah, I just thought it was interesting to look into. I kind of want to like look into other ones, because I know we had a coworker who worked at a camp where they actually did like the kidnapping of the kids, or taking them.
Well, that's what people say like online, is like, I was kidnapped in the middle of the night and brought to like wilderness therapy.
Yeah.
I don't know what actually happens. Obviously that sounds so scary. You would hope that they would, if you're being sent somewhere, that the parents would like sit them down and be like,
yeah,
hey, we really think this will be good for you, like, can you give it a shot?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess it's, I
don't
just know
enough,
don't know
on
enough
it to speak about it, but it's just interesting because we did know someone at some point who was kind of involved, and I would like to think that they weren't letting like these kind of conditions to go on, but I'm assuming it was a pretty intense program.
Yeah.
And they described it as like celebrity kids were going there. Like high profile children were going there. This is seems more catered to like a boarding school type right. thing with some wilderness therapy aspects, but it I mean it's simply not true. There is no therapy going on. These kids are being lied to and manipulated and have suffered severe trauma from it and anguish. But yeah, unfortunately it's still open. And yeah, I don't know. I think that case isn't even, I mean, if it was only kind of brought up in November of 2021, there's no way it's resolved
yeah.
yet.
Oh yeah. I'm so interested to see where that mm-hmm. goes. I really just like, sometimes I see the stuff on social media and I'm like, I don't know how to feel because I know people who actually like helped out with these programs. Mm-hmm. But also if somebody's, I'm never going to victim blame. Like if somebody's mm-hmm. saying that this happened, like mm-hmm. I'm going to believe them, mm-hmm. you know, until yeah. it's proven otherwise.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely like weird and something to look into. And especially the place you brought up, it's inhumane and it's not right.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, I think I saw a couple TikToks and was just kind of like, oh, this is kind of weird. Like, I don't really know much about it. And then I swear I saw like 5 in a row. And then I was like, okay, I want to read
yeah.
up on this.
Watch, I'm going to go to bed tonight and my For You page is going to be all of this.
Just speaking to your phone.
Yeah.
Wilderness therapy. Gone wrong.
No, literally.
But yeah, that's my story for this week. Very interesting.
Let us know what you guys think. What do you think about wilderness therapy?
Yeah, if there's any listeners who have done anything similar.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, this one case, like, nobody would agree that's right. But in general, wilderness
yeah.
therapy is a little bit touchy with some people.
Yes. I think there are great programs out there. There's a spectrum of programs.
Yeah,
out there.
I'm sure there's a huge spectrum. Yeah. But from some social media, it's not great.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where that goes,
yeah.
that culture goes.
Yeah, for sure. Interesting. Well, to completely change the mood,
they go.
I'm gonna talk about dogs. So
as Kona's just made the biggest fuss this recording session and now she's sleeping peacefully.
Oh, you are so cute, Bean.
She's nodding off.
I got this idea from Bunny the dog on TikTok.
I follow Bunny.
Yeah.
But then I got kind of weirded out and I stopped.
Yeah. So.
Well, and it's also funny because Bunny is the same type of dog my parents
yeah,
dog
yes.
has. So.
Oh, a what?
Again? A sheepadoodle. So a sheepdog poodle.
Yeah. Who has aggression issues? No.
Yeah.
Bunny does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yes, Daisy had to get training.
You
get
think
some
I
training.
Was calling Daisy out?
I mean, it's true.
So Bunny is a dog on TikTok that her owners taught her how to speak using buttons that they recorded themselves saying words. So like one button is Bunny, one button's mom, one button's love, one
yeah.
button's you.
And they're on the ground.
Yeah.
They're kind of like the buzzer buttons.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to describe them. They're like plastic.
Yeah. So I'll get into that in a bit.
Okay.
But first I was just like, okay, clearly dogs can communicate and they can understand what we're saying. And that might be obvious to dog owners.
Yeah.
But it might not be obvious to everybody. And also, I just, like, wanted to know the research behind it.
Yeah.
So, actually, there wasn't a ton of research on this until recently. And it's more just, like, about how dogs can understand words and emotions. So, my source for this is askapitinsurance.com.
Okay.
I don't know. But it's summarizing a research article that was super scientific and long and I didn't want to read, so I read this article instead.
Cliff Notes type deal.
Exactly. So you may notice that when you're feeling sad or weepy, or maybe you're watching a movie and you're like crying, your dog curls up next to you. Or if you clap and express joy, your dog might, you know,
true.
Jump with you. It seems as though dogs are kind of in tune with our emotions and respond in kind. They cheer us up when we're sad and they join in on our celebrations. And a recent study done in 2018 shows that this is actually true and that dogs recognize reactions and how we're feeling. In this research, dogs were shown pictures of people expressing six emotions: happiness, sadness, surprise, anger, fear, and disgust. They were also shown a neutral face. The researchers measured the heart rates and stress levels of the dogs as they looked at all these different photos.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Dogs had a stronger reaction when they viewed fear, anger, and happiness. Their heart rates went up and their stress levels increased. It makes sense that fear and anger would elicit responses since they are heightened emotions that can make a dog feel threatened. Happiness is also an excited state, which helps account for dogs' reactions to smiling faces. So also in addition to that, dogs may have mistaken the pulled back lips and bare teeth of somebody smiling as a sign of aggression.
Oh.
So they thought that's maybe why their heart rate went up and
I could see that.
Stress increased. Another interesting finding of the study was the way dogs turned their heads when looking at the photos. They turned their heads to the left when they saw fearful, angry, or happy pictures. Ooh. And they turned to the right when they were looking at surprised faces, which is non-threatening
yeah.
for a dog. This suggests that negative emotions are processed by the right side of the brain and more positive ones are processed by the left side of the brain.
Okay.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
The next part of the study was, do dogs understand words?
Yeah.
Which, like, obviously we know to be true because...
Yeah.
They know, like, sit, stay.
Yep. I say you want to go potty and Holly runs to the door.
Right, exactly. So dogs can be trained to understand commands such as sit, stay, and the ever-important no, obviously. But your dog may also react when you say, look at the birds, running to the window excitedly to get a peek. But what does your dog think when they hear the word bird? Do they actually picture a feathered animal in their mind?
Mm-hmm.
To find out, a group of researchers conducted a study where they used an MRI scanner to measure the brains of the dogs, the brain activity of the dogs. Don't worry, during this study, all of the dogs were taken care of. They were free to walk out of the scanner at any time.
They knew their rights.
Yeah. They were free to walk out, and the study was done in accordance with the Guide for Care and Use of Laboratory Animals of the National Institutes of Health, which is actually, like, kind of good to know.
Yeah, for sure.
The study indicates that dogs have a rudimentary neural representation of words that they have been taught. Their brains were also more active when they heard unfamiliar words over words they had been taught. This may be due to the fact that our dogs are people pleasers.
Okay.
So they're, like, trying to learn new words.
Yeah.
They may be focusing hard on the new word in hopes of understanding it, earning our praise, and getting a treat that I don't want to say because my dog yep. is sitting right next to me.
Yep.
So how can dogs communicate with us? Typically, in the case of non-bunny dogs.
Yes.
Your
average Joe.
Non-button-speaking dogs. If they're scared, they might lick their lips. Yawn, not out of sleepiness. So that's actually a thing, like stress yawns.
Mm.
Like Kona yawns a lot when she's like excited or when, if there's like a person walking by that she doesn't know, she'll yawn.
Okay.
And I always call it her stress yawn.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. They may, you know, cower down, tuck their tail, push back their ears. Those are all like obvious signs. They might tremble, which Kona does during...
Holly tucks her tail like
yeah
remember when I first got her like no one even knew what her tail looked like because it was tucked constantly
tail was glued to that butt
yeah
yeah fearfulness can lead to aggression as well if dogs get overwhelmed when dogs are excited you'll see a lot of tail wagging jumping up and down they may push their ears forward and open their eyes wide. They also might bark and lunge, which, like, I think those are all pretty obvious, but, like, a funny story about Kona. She'll bark when she's super excited, but she never normally barks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like, this, Cocker Spaniel howl.
Yeah.
And I'll just, like, randomly hear it. Like, she won't even be near me. Like, I heard it the other day. I was in the kitchen, and all of a sudden I heard her just do one bark. And it's not, like, barking, like... bark, 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 bark.
Yeah.
It's just one big...
Yeah.
And I went... She did a huge bark, just one, and I went and she was in my bedroom playing with a toy by herself.
Oh my gosh,
and she was just
adorable.
So happy.
Well, when
she
I
barked.
Watched Kona a few weeks ago when you were stuck in Ireland, she, it would be like after a walk when she was like riled up, she would just look at me and howl. And I'm like, what do you want, ma'am? Like,
no, she's just happy.
No, I know.
That's literally how she's expressing her happiness. But I'm like,
can you keep it down a little bit?
Yeah, it's cute, but some people don't like it. I think it's adorable. It's but probably because she's not like a huge barker in general. No, it's she's just not. Like a few times a week when she's really excited.
Yeah.
So when dogs are anxious, they might start panting or pacing, which I feel like Holly does a lot. She pants. They pin their ears back. They lower their bodies to the ground, which Holly does a lot.
Oh my gosh, she really does.
Yeah.
She just, like, pancakes.
Yeah, like, she flattens.
So she flattens. Stiff. Yep.
They also might start doing, like, aggressive behavior, like barking or destructive chewing if they're anxious. And then, of course, aggression is also an emotion that dogs exhibit where they're feeling upset. They might show signs of aggression, stiffen their bodies, bare their teeth, growl, bark. It's important to know how dogs, you know, express these behaviors so we can mitigate it.
Yep.
And then relaxed, a dog will look very chill. They may have a loose body, open mouth, turn the corners of their mouth up if they're smiling, which
Kona smiles,
and my dad does not think she smiles.
What? She totally smiles.
He doesn't think dogs can smile. It's Mark, literally proven.
Listen to the story.
This is a study, and it proved it. Like, come on.
Just because Remy doesn't smile. I'm just kidding. I have no idea if Remy does.
Straight up smiles.
And so does Bailey, your sister's dog. Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so their head might and ears might also be like in a neutral position and their tail may swish around contently. So that's just like some background about how dogs communicate with us. I think it's just I think Kona can understand me, like, really well. Like,
yeah.
I think she can understand my sentences.
And Kona is a really smart dog.
Maybe that's not all the way true, but, like, I speak to her in sentences.
I speak to Holly, too, like, in a baby voice that people are probably like, this is so embarrassing. But the body language thing is so true. And I think dog owners especially are very in tune to it. But Holly is like, she's skittish and she takes a little bit to warm up to new people. And like what I absolutely can't stand is when people don't see those cues.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she'll come to you. She really will just come to you. Like, just give her like 20 minutes and she'll check you out. But people are like grabbing at her and I'm like, stop.
Yeah, like she's no part of her is enjoying this.
She is so uncomfortable.
She's glued to the floor.
And it's so,
her like, tail is tucked.
Like my brother's friend was doing this like to her and I was like, can you
read the room?
Yeah, I'm like, if she bites you, then it's gonna be like my problem.
Right. Yeah.
When she's giving you clear signs that she's uncomfortable.
Yes, that's exactly what happened with Kona when she got permanently banned from my old apartment dog park. She didn't bite a human. She got into a tiff with another dog. But the dog
was a puppy and just like...
No, right? It was a dog about Kona's size, but it was not reading her cues. Like, she was uncomfortable and trying to get away from the dog and it was cornering her. But wasn't the dog young? I think it was probably like a year old, but so was Kona at that point.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't reading her cues at all, which is like...
Yep.
Obviously, dogs get into fights. It's okay. Yeah. But she bit the dog's ear and it started bleeding. And she got permanently banned from the dog park. But, like, she is not aggressive. She's not an aggressive dog at all.
She's absolutely not aggressive.
And she was just literally, like, fearing for her
life. And
you
were, like, nice about it. You weren't just, like, sucks for you. Yeah. You were, like, trying to check
in. I just don't take her to dog parks anymore because she does amazing in every other scenario. She just feels trapped in dog parks. And it's, like, that's totally valid. There's no place to escape. And these dogs fixate on her because she's beautiful.
You guys, for real, dogs are obsessed with Kona.
Every male, mostly male, but like every dog pretty much, but mostly male, just like fixate on her.
She's the blonde juju. Beauty next door. Yeah. Good pheromones going on. No, and I think dog parks they're good, but
no dog trainer recommends going to a dog park. If that's your only way to go get your dog energies out and your dog responds well in that type of scenario, of course do that. But every time I've been to a dog park, there's been a fight, and one time Kona was a part of it.
Nice.
And she got a letter permanently banning her from that dog park.
She out. Hilarious.
She was on the lam for a bit. So I found that study really interesting. And it also just like, I first was trying to see if there was any studies about Bunny the dog.
Yeah.
That can speak using buttons. And there isn't, but the Bunny is being studied right now. So oh, there will okay. be a study released Ooh. On her and some other dogs like her. So we'll report on that once that's released. It'll probably yeah. be a while. But basically, there's little circular buttons. Bunny has
so many.
100 of them now.
Slowly been introduced. Yeah.
Like they started off with like 3 buttons. Yeah. Like mom, dad, and Bunny.
Yeah.
And now they've introduced a bunch. Like there's hundreds of them. Or probably 100.
Maybe.
Right? There's a lot. 50 yeah. to 100. I'm bad at guessing.
I feel like. Like, does Bunny ever stop pressing those things? Like, I like the idea, but I'm like, is that not so annoying?
So, because
it'll be like, outside, now.
Yeah.
Outside, now.
And they live on the beach, so
yeah.
beach, now. And then the mom will go, no, Bunny, beach, later.
Yeah.
Or, Bunny, beach was before. Because that's something that the researchers are studying with Bunny, is that Bunny understands time, which oh. is something that a lot of researchers thought they dogs don't. Couldn't do.
Yeah.
But Bunny understands yesterday, today, tomorrow.
That is crazy.
Later, now. Like, it's crazy.
I need to start watching her TikToks again.
She'll go and Bunny will go up and go, Bunny, love, mom.
Oh,
and
it's really so cute.
Or, I think they have another dog now.
Yeah.
Which is also using the buttons, but let's say the other dog's name is Bruce. I don't actually know yeah. the name of the other dog, and I don't know why I picked Bruce, but the dog will go, or Bunny will go, Bunny, Bruce, friend.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think Bunny one time said like hurt or yep. injury, and like something was wrong with Bunny's paw.
She said, yeah.
Whatever word they have, like
I think it was paw, ouch, yeah, or something like that. And there was a burr in her paw.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, and then another thing that she's done is there was, I think they had a guest over.
Okay.
And they have a button for stranger.
Oh.
And it was like, Bunny scared stranger.
Oh my gosh. Because
Bunny was scared of the guest.
But Bunny has aggression issues, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With other dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, they pop up on my For You page every now and yeah. then. And I find it fascinating, so yes. I watch. But it was a trend for a while
yeah.
of people, like, kind of making a parody of Bunny.
Oh.
And it was like, Bunny will take over the world. Bunny says, give me your wallet. Like,
oh people my gosh, were, like, I never saw those. That's funny.
But I think it's absolutely fascinating. Zach and I have talked about getting a few buttons for Kona.
I have no issue with the buttons. I think I would mostly get annoyed.
Well, I don't think Bunny uses them all that often.
Like
daily, but not like constantly.
I feel like if I introduced an outside button to Holly, it'd be like outside, 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 outside.
That's so true.
Yeah.
But then you have to teach the dog, no, outside later.
Yeah, which I'm not going to do.
My only qualm with the buttons, I think it's great. And I love finding a way to communicate with your pets better. They're ugly. That's my only qualm. I don't want ugly buttons on my
they
floor.
They are. They're like the girls, just like standard colors.
Yeah, they're not cute.
Let's get some neutral looking buttons on the ground.
Yeah.
You could.
I could. Business idea. I could start.
Yep.
Zach and I want to start a business.
Oh, God. Dog buttons. Cute dog buttons.
But yeah, that's my story. I love dogs, obviously, so I hope everybody enjoyed this.
Yeah, that was really interesting. I'm excited to hear about the study with Bunny once it comes out.
Yeah, there wasn't anything now because they're still, like, in the study, but it's pretty crazy.
That is crazy.
And animals are smart.
They are.
And I don't know, like, how much she understands me, but I, like, you know how some people will, like, say mean things to their dog, but in a nice voice.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're so stupid.
Yeah.
Or, like, they'll swear at them.
Yeah.
I don't do that, because I'm like, she understands me, and I wouldn't.
I think that, I don't think you're wrong in your thought that, like, she can understand a lot, maybe, like, what you're saying, or there's potential that she could. I just think dogs literally have a sixth sense, and, like, can just, like, read you.
Yeah.
In a way, like, think about dogs that are, like, medical dogs, and, like, will alert you when you're gonna have a seizure and stuff.
Incredible.
So even if it's, like, specifically not words, it's just something about your vibe that they can totally read and catch on to.
Yes. 1,000%.
They're amazing.
Wow. Wow. A miracle. All right. Well, everybody.
Thanks for sharing.
Go pet your dog. Yeah. Go pet your cat.
Look up the bunny stuff, just like even on YouTube or something.
Just bunny the dog.
Bunny the dog. It's just, it's kind of interesting to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. You know what I'm going to say next. Smash that subscribe button.
Oh, God.
For real, your rates and reviews and subscribes mean the world to us, and it just helps us get the word out to more people. So if you're enjoying the show, please give us 5 stars. Please give us a review. We love you. See you next week. And stay happy.
As happy as you can be.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.